Good morning and welcome to episode 52 of Martin Uncut. Today it's the 16th of March 2021. Today's episode is Thoughts from Streaming. So, as you may know, I did a stream on Twitch last Friday, and I talked a lot about that during last week and the last week's episode, so the whole week was kind of building up to that, and we celebrated episode 50 of Martin Uncut as well during this stream. But the whole goal of this stream was to make sure that I had control over all my equipment, all the stuff I need to be able to stream. Because I've been building this up gradually over the last month or so. But I've never really used it live and haven't really put that type of stress on the equipment and also on my knowledge of how to handle it. And I just didn't want to jump on a stream and just fart around because that doesn't really put the same type of stress on me or on the system as it would if I were actually doing a presentation or a webinar or something like that. So I decided to do a live tutorial of how you create audiograms using Adobe Creative Suite. And if you are interested in this, the recording of it will come up on my YouTube channel in a bit. I just need to edit it a little bit. And the good thing here was that I actually really put myself on the spot to be able to concentrate fully or focus fully on the tutorial. And at the same time, be able to control the stream. And the way I was able to do that was actually thanks to the Stream Deck that I just got the day before. And it is a super, super good tool to have when you are streaming, like handling the stream, because you can do everything that you want to do in ways of controlling streams, switching cameras, switching scenes, turning microphones on and off, go online, go offline, start recording, everything. You can do all of that from within the Stream Deck. And that is just a button click. And the really, really good thing is that the buttons are stateful, so you can see that now I am actually recording. And it gets the status from OBS and it's updated in real time. So if I go into the application and turn off recording, the Stream Deck will be updated as well. So that helped me enormously a lot. I had some learnings though, of course, and that's the whole reason. I'm really happy that I had these learnings. I rather have them when I do my test stream than when I'm doing something that is super important for me. And the first thing that I ran into or noticed was that OBS completely crashed on me. It just died. And it was 5 minutes into the stream. But I hadn't really started the stream yet. It was still the stream is about to start screen. And I think OBS had actually been running for probably potentially multiple days. So the learning is to, before you start doing something like this, restart OBS. Just turn it off and turn it back on again so that there is nothing funky in the memory or anything like that. So that is kind of the lessons learned when it comes to OBS. But otherwise, the scene setup and everything else that I have done in OBS, I'm super happy with. It actually works fairly well. So scene setup and everything I'm going to have for the keynote presentation, that is actually next week, is really soon, is going to look very, very similar to the stream one. But of course, it's going to be branded very, very differently. So that was a good learning. Another thing was I noticed that I have focus issues with the camera, with the Sony A6100 and the expensive lens. I don't know why it doesn't keep focus on my face as it should, but I need to look into the settings for that and figure that thing out. Worst case scenario, I will just run it in manual focus and open up the aperture a little bit. So I get a little bit deeper focus, the bigger focus depth, so that I can more easily stay in focus. Because when I'm using that camera, that's the main camera, I'm going to be fairly stable in the same position. And when I want a more overview shot, that's going to be from the M50 camera. And that is not a problem with the focus on that one. So that was kind of the learnings I had from the stream last week. And if you like this episode, please recommend it for friends and family. And if you have the chance, why not go into iTunes and give me a review or a comment? That would be immensely helpful. And it will help other people to find this show as well. So have a good day. And until tomorrow, ciao, ciao.
Martin Uncut, your daily technology dose.